Here's a question. What would happen if you took some traditional mariachi music and mixed it with heavy metal rock? It sounds like an unlikely combination, but a decade ago, a group of young musicians, fueled by alcohol, decided it was worth a try.
You're gonna laugh. It was actually, this whole band started with tequila. Like, people were drunk, and they're like, hey, imagine mixing mariachi and rock together. And then we're like, nah, that's never going to happen. But then one time we got drunk enough to try it out, and then now we're here.
All aboard!
The result is a Southern California-based band called Metalachi, which bills itself as the world's first and only heavy metal mariachi band. Paco Holden is guitarist for the five-person band.
If somebody wanted to feel what it's like to be at one of our shows, imagine listening to like a Black Sabbath album, right? Like a really, really like classic album, and then pour some Tapatio sauce on it. That's what it feels like to be at one of our shows. It might burn a little.
The band is known for its covers of some of the world's most famous heavy metal anthems.
I would say right now it's mostly covers. We're doing, you know, a lot of like classic anthems, but with mariachi instrumentation, just to give it that that Mexican feel and flavor.
What's it like when you're on stage? What's it like to see the reaction of people to you guys?
It feels amazing, you know, knowing that people come to see us and end up having a really good time, you know, like it makes us feel good that people come and, you know, forget about their problems and whatever is going on in their life and just kind of zone out and just have a good time for, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours. I feel awesome being able to do this, you know, performing for people and bringing joy to people's lives.
Guitarist Paco Holden says, like with most performing artists, the coronavirus crisis disrupted tour plans.
We've done a few shows here and there since this whole pandemic started. Mostly just hanging out at home, playing the guitar. I learned how to make banana bread also, so that's fun.
Does Holden have some favorite songs he likes to play?
One song. So one song we play currently. Oh man, that's hard to just pick one. I would say I really like the reaction people get when we do Aces High by Iron Maiden. It has a very mariachi flavor to it.
The guitarist says it's been fun to have some big names in heavy metal come to see Metalachi perform.
We did the Monsters of Rock cruise, and the drummer from Def Leppard, he had an art gallery there. While we were playing Pour Some Sugar on Me, he was standing backstage with a huge, huge smile on his face. Like he seemed like he was really digging what we were doing. He was just cracking up because, yeah, that was awesome. We've also done a show one time where Dave Lombardo, the drummer from Slayer, he came and he played Raining Blood with us. And that, to me, was insane because, you know, I grew up listening to Slayer, and then next thing you know, I'm on stage with the guy.
Holden says while the band found its niche in the rock music world due to a whim and some tequila, he and the other band members feel lucky to have turned it into successful careers.
It still blows my mind that I get to do this, you know, and be able to, how my dad would say, still buy chicles at the end of the day, you know, just be able to perform and to do this for a living. It doesn't happen often, so we're very lucky, very blessed to be where we're at.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.